It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
MAGA Pete Hegseth is struggling to stay afloat after a second scandal has hit the headlines. This breaking news article from CNN reads, exclusive, watchdog finds Hegseth risked endangering troops by sharing sensitive war plans on Signal. We need accountability for this ASAP. Remember the Signal scandal a few months ago when Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz accidentally added a journalist into a private Signal group chat where they were coordinating strikes on our enemies? And if it were any other journalist, if it were Tucker Carlson, for example, they could have leaked it to our enemies in advance. I use the example Tucker Carlson because that is something that he would do. Well, an investigation into the Signal group chat just ended, and it's so much worse for Pete Hegseth than any of us thought. At the same time, Pete Hegseth is being doubly investigated because of his recent strikes in the Caribbean on September 2nd, where he allegedly double-striked non-combatants who were clinging to a shipwreck. Donald Trump in the Oval Office moments ago was asked by reporters if he will release the second strike or the footage of it. He said,
Mr. President, you released video of that first boat strike on September 2nd, but not the second video. Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem. You know, we stopped every boat we knock out. We saved 25,000 American lives.
That's right.
Never heard of it.
Following Donald Trump's logic, if every boat that he knocks out saves 25,000 lives, this calculation that he's using that's completely wrong, then the drug kingpin that he just pardoned, who was the former president of Honduras, cost 5 million U.S. lives because he ended up trafficking hundreds of tons of cocaine into the United States. This is all BS, but I don't want to get sidetracked from the main point that Donald Trump said he's willing to release the footage of the second strike. Now, we've heard this before. He said he would release the Epstein files, and he didn't. But this is not bearing well for Pete Hegseth. None of it is for a few reasons. First of all, the amount of different variations of this story that they've gone through over the past 72 hours should have Pete Hegseth sweating. Here's the timeline. At first, the Washington Post article said there were two strikes. Pete Hegseth immediately came out and said, this is not true. We apply maximum force, but this is fake news. Donald Trump then got asked on the plane and said, Pete Hegseth said it was fake. We wouldn't need a second strike. No one needs a second strike. The first one's fine. Then the next day, we find out that there's footage of it. Caroline Leavitt then comes out and says, yes, there was a second strike, and we all stand by Admiral Bradley. Then Pete Hegseth makes a statement and says, we all stand by Admiral Bradley's decisions, the decisions that he made, Then Pete Hegseth does an interview and says he wishes Admiral Bradley well. It is so easily them throwing him under the bus. And listen to this video of Pete Hegseth just a few years ago.
I do think there have to be consequences for abject war crimes. If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief. There's a standard, there's an ethos, there's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies or others would do.
So, Senator, what do you think of that?
Well, Aaron, I think he's correct, and it's exactly what we said. But when we said it, Pete Hegseth now, said 8 years later, or 9 years later, he says what we said was false and reckless.
I mean, it's crazy how these people switch up. Look at what somebody who knew Pete Hegseth said. This guy worked with Pete Hegseth on Fox News.
Gives me no pleasure to say what I'm about to say because I worked with Pete Hegseth for 7 or 8 years at Fox News. This is an act of a war crime, ordering survivors who the law requires be rescued instead to be murdered. There's absolutely no legal basis for it. Everybody along the line who did it from the Secretary of Defense to the Admiral to the people who actually pulled the trigger, should be prosecuted for a war crime for killing these two people.
Let's go back to Trump being asked about this again in the Oval Office, then we'll talk about Pete Hegseth's other scandal, Signalgate.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mr. President, in the boat strikes, if it is found that survivors were actually killed while clinging on to that boat, should Secretary Hegseth, Admiral Bradley, or others be punished?
I think you're going to find that this is war, that these people were killing our people by the millions, actually, if you look over a few years. I think last year we lost close to 300,000 people were killed. That's not mentioning all the families. Have you seen what happens with the families?
Fentanyl does not primarily come from Venezuela.
Not only the people killed, the people that are trying to get their son or their daughter off of this poison that they've been fed. I think you're going to find that there's a very receptive ear to doing exactly what they're doing, taking out those boats. And very soon we're going to start doing it on land, too. Because we know every route, we know every house, we know where they manufacture this crap, we know where they put it all together, and I think you're going to see it very soon on land also. Yeah, please.
So to be clear, you support the decision to kill survivors after the
No, I support the decision to knock out the boats, and whoever's piloting those boats, most of them are gone, but whoever are piloting those boats, they're guilty of trying to kill people in our country. Yeah, please.
Okay, so Donald Trump essentially just concedes that this happened and he's okay with it happening. He has no actual moral standard. Over the past 48 hours, he's gone from it didn't happen, a second strike wouldn't be needed, to this is war, this is war. I mean, there's already a primary due process problem with these strikes, where we don't know exactly who is on these ships. There's been no due process. But even beyond that, there is now a secondary question that is almost more pertinent regarding whether or not this double tap strike was against shipwrecked non-combatants, which is a straight up illegal war crime. Nobody is saying that more drugs should come into the country, but we're saying that if there isn't some sort of due process held internationally, the global order collapses. The only reason Donald Trump is president right now is because he was afforded due process in his day in courts, and due to that, he was able to regain power. Due process is important. If we did what the Pete Hegseth model was, we would have, I mean, this is fucked up to say, we would have just struck Donald Trump or whatever. That's what Pete Hegseth is doing. They're striking first, asking questions later. Donald Trump also just pardoned somebody who smuggled drugs into the U.S., so I don't want this high horse bullshit. But let's go on to this other Pete Hegseth scandal. This is really some important stuff. The American populace cannot forget that the Secretary of Defense was plucked off of Fox News into a very, very important executive position overseeing the Pentagon, right? Like, that is very, very hard stuff. Listen, I oversee a team, like maybe five or six people at this point. We've got an editor, some people that do research, some people that work on the channel, work on merch, you know, just a few different people that I employ, and it's hard to keep a team together. So imagine how hard it is for Pete Hegseth to run the Pentagon with like hundreds of thousands of employees while he's half drunk most of the time, or mostly drunk half of the time, whatever you want to say. Pete Hegseth is not equipped to run this type of mechanism, this type of machine. That's why he's making so many mistakes. Secretary of Defense Hegseth risked compromising sensitive military information, which could have endangered American troops and mission objectives, when he used Signal in March of this year to share highly sensitive attack plans targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen, according to four sources familiar with contents of a classified inspector general report. The repercussions of Hegseth's actions, two sources told CNN, are less clear, since the inspector general concluded that the defense secretary has the authority to declassify information, and Hegseth asserted he made an operational decision in the moment to share that information, that though there is no documentation of such a decision. So he's claiming, oh yeah, I intentionally decided to declassify that in the moment to this journalist. An unclassified version of the report will be released tomorrow. Messages from Hegseth's Signal account to the group chat included documents marked classified at the time that they were sent and offered specific real-time updates about military planned military strikes. They were so specific that one even read, "This is when the first bombs will drop." It remains unclear if Hegseth properly declassified that information. Hegseth refused to sit down for an interview with the inspector general and submitted his version of events in writing. The IG's findings are memorialized in a broader report produced after its months-long investigation. They said it should not have used Signal, that they need better training on protocols, they put U.S. troops at risk, and the release of the investigation could compound existing concerns voiced by lawmakers about Hegseth's judgment. Listen to this report right here. Pete Hegseth. The Signalgate report contradicts Pete Hegseth's claims that he did nothing wrong. It shows that he violated policy. He failed to preserve records. The report says Pete Hegseth put the operations and service people at risk. He failed to preserve any sort of records. He's legitimately hiding from this. Legitimately. Pete Hegseth refused an interview request from the Pentagon Inspector General's investigation into Signalgate. We have no transparency. I have no confidence that they will release any footage from this second strike because there's no transparency right now. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.